only would it mean a lot for us, it would mean a lot to the fans. We have very dedicated fans that's, you know, that's been supporting us all year. So, you know, that's what we want to do.
Yeah, how long have you known?
Going on, what, since I was a freshman in college. That's when we met. 6 years. Is that 6 years? I didn't do the math right. So 6 years.
Ever since, and even when you went to Buena and Auburn, right. Okay.
He always reached out to me, man, just to check on me, see how I was doing. When I was at Auburn, nothing changed. And we would always try to see each other, you know, in the off season to work out when we had time. But he's been a very, very influential person in my life as far as knowing what to expect coming into this league, you know, how to have a great work ethic, and, you know, just taking care of your body because this is a long season.
When he came from Oakland to Carolina?
Extremely happy, but not, you know, it was more important that we got a good player rather than, you know, buddy-buddy. You know, we always challenge each other and encourage each other to get better. Not only him, you know, I have good relationships with a lot of guys on this team, receivers, that is, and everybody's always motivating each other to get better and make great strides to, you know, first better yourself and better the team also.
How did it come about, you guys being in the ad together, the Windows Phone ad?
I don't know. You know, they asked me, you know, if a couple of my teammates would, you know, be in the commercial with me, and they was actually when my marketing guy texted me, Stewart and Murph was the two guys that was near me, so I asked them, and that's how it worked out.
I've seen the video. Need a member that's sort of a parody of your Madden challenge with Megatron, challenging to a 40-yard dash race.
Say it again.
Have you seen the video of a media member? It's like a parody of the video that you did challenging Megatron to a 40-yard dash. I mean, challenging Megatron to a race. I'm sorry.
Nervous?
I ran up here. Challenging Megatron to a game of Madden.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a media member that did a challenge to you, but they were challenging you to a 40-yard race.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You know that it's a long year. What is the biggest lesson you've learned about yourself in 2012?
Man, let me pull out my scroll. I don't know, man. I think perseverance is a big word for me right now. You know, through the ups and the downs and going through so much in the year, time that nothing, you know, wise man once said, nothing is as good as you think it is when things are going good, and nothing is as bad as it seems when everything is going bad. So that's just a way of saying just stay even keel no matter what, because today, you know, you can be on top of the world, and the next day the world can be on top of you.
Okay, earlier in the year you talked about your leadership, and how do you feel like that's progressed as the year's gone? Do you feel like you are leading the team in the role that you want to be in at this point?
I'm not. I don't feel as if, you know, I can say that I'm a leader of this team, because it's a team filled with people that lead by example. And when you put in that position, I don't think one person should just stand up at a podium or stand up at the top of the room or as high as they can and say, I'm the leader, because there's so many outlets. To a degree, you got Jordan Gross, the guy that's been here. Steve Smith has been here longer than anybody else. You got Thomas Davis, Charles Johnson. The list goes on. So I think I fall behind a lot, so many people as far as my tenure here. But at the same time, everybody comes collectively as a unit to lead, and I think that's what makes this team very unique.
Play with three different centers now this year. Does that present any unique challenges to you?
No. This is the NFL. You know, you got 16 weeks, and, you know, heaven forbid, you're faced with injury, which we have been, and you just got to adapt and keep the progress going.
Jeff Byers did with his opportunity.
He's doing great, man. Obviously, he's learning as he's going. He's a guy that gives unbelievable effort, and that's the only thing you can ask from a person. He's making the call. So much is put on his plate, and for a person to come in and step right in and play center, starting center in this league, especially with this philosophy that we have on the offensive side of the ball, it's a lot on the person. You got to come down, make the calls, you know, check with myself to see if the call is right, make yourself vocally known what the call is. And he's kind of the, you know, me and him are captain and co-captain to a degree of the offense, and he has a very big part of the pie in regards of pre-snap, you know, how much he means to this offense.
And Coach Rivera obviously has somewhat of an uncertain future here, and, you know, no one really knows what's going to happen when the season ends. Does that uncertainty, do the players feel that as well? And if not, how does Coach kind of make sure that you guys don't?
We not focusing on nothing but, you know, trying to get better each and every day. No one knows what's going to happen at the end of the year. Neither do you guys. So we can't look into anything but, you know, trying to make the most of our opportunity. We have two more games left, but we're not looking at the second game. We're focusing on this first game, and more importantly, we're focusing on trying to come out and get better in practice so come Sunday we can put a great product on the field.
What kind of defense are you facing in Oakland?
A very solid defense that plays a lot of man-to-man. You know, they challenge the offense, you know, in so many different ways with blitzing, you know, creating isolations for, you know, matchups for themselves. You know, they got Seymour that's coming off injury. We don't know if he's going to play or not, but, you know, he's still – provides a unbelievable presence, a very solid defensive core, linebacker core, and very solid cornerbacks that is not afraid to get in your face and, you know, challenge the receivers.